Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Today marks the start of the 16th week of the 2025 legislative session, with the legislature set to reconvene tomorrow, Tuesday, April 22nd, the 79th legislative day. As we speak, they're still on their much-needed Easter break in preparation for the final push to adjournment sometime in the next 10 days. I say sometime because the final day is not set in stone. The Constitution allows the legislature to meet for 90 days every 2 years. The running joke is that the people would rather they met for 2 days every 90 years, but we can't have everything we want. That said, they usually try to adjourn around day 86 to allow a few extra days in case they need to come back into special session to deal with an unforeseen issue. Day 86 in this case would have them adjourning sometime around next week Wednesday, but regardless of the exact day, everyone is now scrambling to get the last of their bills across the finish line. We still have several in play, two of which deal with the same subject, creating a private right of action for those who regret undergoing gender transition procedures. This would allow the increasing numbers of detransitioners to go back and sue the doctors involved in their original gender transition procedures. The logical question is, why would we do that? These folks underwent these procedures voluntarily, so why should they be able to sue simply because they later regret their decision? Unfortunately, it's not as simple as that. The basic premise behind all medical procedures is that the patient must give informed consent. That means they must understand the procedure itself, the reasons for the procedure, and any possible risks or complications. The problem with so-called gender-affirming care is that it can begin on minors as early as 11 or 12 years old, and in many cases leaves them disfigured or sterile. During testimony, witnesses came forward that described the effects of puberty blockers, heavy doses of cross-sex hormones, and surgeries such as double mastectomies being performed on girls as young as 15 years of age. Many also described genital reconstructive surgeries that in some cases are experimental and left them with open wounds that refuse to heal even years later. Worse yet, in the case of men trying to be women, the wound constantly tries to close itself and must be kept open by successive surgeries. The victims of these procedures argue they could not possibly have understood the long-term ramifications and therefore, as minors, could not possibly have given informed consent, especially with regard to procedures that could leave them sterile. The two bills in play, Senate Bill 218 and House Bill 682, both increase the statute of limitations on medical liability, allowing victims to go back and sue later when they're adults. House Bill 218 has already passed both houses, and 682 is now in a conference committee and well on its way to passage. In other news related to transgenders, the British Supreme Court last week ruled that the term women only refers to biological women and not men who believe they're women. This case will have huge implications with regard to men participating in women's sports and invading women's private spaces such as restrooms and locker rooms. The timing of the decision could not have been more perfect and hopefully will provide guidance to the Montana judges now hearing cases involving these exact same issues. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.